Call to order this meeting of the Illinois State Toll Highway Authority Board. Roll call.
Governor Bruce Brown, Acting Secretary Randall Blankenhorn, Chair Wolf, Director Bank.
Here.
Director Darcy.
Here.
Director Dawson.
Here.
Director Gonzalez.
Here.
Director Peterson. Director Reddick.
Here.
Director Sweeney.
Here.
Director Weiser. Director Reddick, we have a quorum.
Thank you very much. Don't see anybody signed in for public comment. Am I missing anything? No. Okay, moving on to Chair's comments. I didn't know I was going to be in this position today, and I hadn't prepared a lot of comments, but I have a lot of things on my mind. Nonetheless, yes. I'll move on. We'll take a motion on approval of the minutes of the regular board meeting and executive session from January 29, 2015.
Motion approved.
Second.
Is there any discussion, amendments, or changes? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Those are passed. I will take a motion on approval of the executive session and regular board meeting minutes from December 18, 2014. There's a motion. Is there a second? Is there any discussion, amendments, changes? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by stating aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Those pass. Committee reports.
Director, did you say executive session for January as well?
I did.
Okay, I'm sorry. Just want to make sure we got it. Thank you.
No, you give me this gavel and I'm going to whip through it. And get it to you here. Just, you know, try and hang on because we're moving. Committee reports. Somebody want to do the finance?
I'll do it.
Oh, thank you, sir.
On behalf of the Chair of Peterson, I'll be giving the Finance Committee meeting that was held on February 18, 2015. At the committee, Chief of Finance presented a debt management update for the committee, covering the tollway's outstanding debt plan for issuing 2015 bonds to finance the cost of the Move Illinois program, and also a potential refunding of the 2008 Series B bonds to reduce the tollway's debt service. The refunding is dependent upon favorable market conditions. The committee also discussed the tollway's progress toward the goal of reducing the percentage of variable rate or synthetic fixed rate debt to 25% of the total outstanding debt that the tollway has. The committee approved two related items for the board's consent agenda, including authorization of the refunding of the 2008 Series B bonds and also assignment of the underwriting team for the new bond issuance and also the refunding bond issuance. Procurement presented four items which were approved by the FOA committee. The first item was deferred and it will be discussed later today. It is a request to utilize CMS master contract to purchase bulk electricity. Item two is an amendment to the project management and technology planning service contract with SDI, which will be used to support the new back office, which is expected to go live later this year and will include an assessment of the tollways network environment. Items 3, 4, and 5 are awards to purchase various work uniforms, hot mix asphalt, and chiller preventive maintenance and repair services. Engineering at the Finance Committee meeting, the Chief Engineer provided a presentation on connected vehicles and the upcoming federal opportunity through grants. He will also present some follow-up information on this topic to us today. In addition, engineering also presented 21 items to the committee which were discussed and placed on today's agenda. Four items will be presented to the full board for consideration today that were deferred. The 21 items on today's consent agenda consisted of the following. There were five construction contracts presented at the committee. On one of them, item 6, the engineer has asked us to defer, and we will be taking action on that next month. The four remaining items, one for roadway and bridge repairs at 8 locations on the Tri-State Tollway between I-55 and Lake Cook Road. Second item for interchange improvements at Barrington Road and the Jane Addams Memorial Tollway. Third item was the relocation of the Northwest Suburban Municipal Joint Action Water Agency water main from Elmhurst to Higgins Creek on the James Adams Memorial Tollway. And the fourth item was for the emergency bridge repairs on I-294 structure over I-88. This work will result, this work is a result of a truck hit, and the tollway will be reimbursed for those repairs. Engineer also presented three items for professional service contract, one for the construction management service associated with I-90 at Barrington Road Interchange. The selected consultant is a DBMBE firm and will serve as a prime consultant for the first time. Second professional service was a construction management service associated with the extension of the Illinois 390 from Park Boulevard to Arlington Heights Road. This work is part of the Elgin O'Hare Western Access Project. And third professional service contract that was presented was a construction management service for requests associated with the rehabilitation of the DeKalb and Dixon maintenance facilities. Engineer also had two items that were change orders or extra work orders. The first one was a change order. It was an additional structure, calling for additional structural steel bearing modification required for the westbound I-290 to westbound Illinois 390 ramp being constructed as part of the Elgin O'Hare Western Access Project. And the other extra work order was a work order for the installation of a temporary bypass to maintain the water supply to storage tanks west of the proposed water main relocation near the I-90 Barrington Road. The need for this bypass was requested by the NSM JAWA, and per the agreement, it will be paid solely by the JAWA as an extra to the existing intergovernment agreement that we have with them. There was also 11 items that involved releases of retainage for a construction contract. Seven of them are partial releases of retainage. There is minor work that remains to be completed on these seven. And there were also four final releases of retainage that have been fully completed and accepted by the tollway. Legal presented eight items that were reviewed and placed on today's consent agenda. First one was an intergovernment agreement with the City of Des Plaines and the Des Plaines Park District. The IGA allows the tollway to enter the properties of the city and the park district to install and maintain a drainage pipe along I-90. There is no associated cost to the tollway. Second item was an IGA with the Village of Hoffman Estates. The IGA memorializes an agreement requested by the village, and it's to increase the I-90 crossroad culvert from 36 inches to 48 inches. This is going to assist the village with its nearby drainage needs, and the village will reimburse the tollway for the additional increment expense to building the larger culvert. And the reimbursement is estimated at $33,037.20. Item number three, an IGA with the Illinois Department of Transportation. This intergovernment agreement outlines the party's maintenance and financial responsibilities associated with the new ramp connections that constitute the I-294-957 interchange. There is an agreed map as part of the agreement delineating the maintenance areas for each agency. Item four is an IGA with Elk Grove Village. The IGA sets out the responsibilities that the village is undertaking to construct an enhanced intersection at Thorndale Avenue and Lively Boulevard as part of the other construction work that the village is performing in that area. This work is actually part of the Elgin O'Hare project and would otherwise be performed by the tollway. Thus, the tollway will reimburse the village for the associated design and construction costs. This is estimated at $136,645.90. Item number five was the IGA with the University of Illinois. Under this IGA, the U of I, in partnership with two other schools, will research and establish modern design standards for continuously reinforced concrete pavement, which the tollway engineers can then use to determine this product's suitability for future construction work, particularly on the central tri-state. This is planned to be a two-year study and not to exceed $750,000. Item number six was an IGA with the University of Illinois, dealing with the Natural History Survey. This is an IGA with the unit of U of I that is statutorily established to study the state natural resource issue, and a current agreement with the university for similar service will end later this year. This will continue the study. This will allow continued studies to support the tollway, EPA, and Army Corps of Engineers permits that the tollway must satisfy for various works throughout the system. The studies will be about multiple threatened and endangered species as well as important vegetation issues. The testing will occur in the Plan 53 I-20 corridor to establish baselines for species and habitats present in this area. This agreement will be for a 5-year period, and the cost will not exceed the $7,979,903 over the 5-year period. Item 5, the IGA, is an IGA with the University of Nebraska. This IGA will provide for the research associated with the safe placement of breakaway light poles when used in close proximity to highway guardrail. The university houses a transportation safety facility uniquely qualified to conduct this work. And this will be a 2-year study with the upper limit of compensation being $262,603. And the last item that legal presented was a general utility agreement with Zayo Group to install fiber optic and communication cables in the vicinity of the tollway right-of-way, which may require relocation. This agreement provides for the tollway standard utility protocols to be followed to identify design, construction, and to make payments for the relocation, removal, or protection of the communications facilities. That concludes the report.
Thank you. So I apologize for being late. It was naturally not the tollway, it was the Eisenhower. The problem was I didn't leave enough time, so I apologize. I appreciate Director Reddick kicking us off, and thank you, Director Gonzalez, for that report. I would add, in addition, I thought we had a very good discussion about the connected vehicle smart corridor, which has led to, I think, a great presentation. So thank you to Christy and Paul for helping to answer some of the issues that were raised then. Just two other issues, lemon poppy seed muffins. And then the other issue is, I would just note that we have now had 20 snowstorms this winter compared to last year. It feels as if it hadn't been that much, but to John Benda, who's here, and all of his crowd who are out working in the snow, we really appreciate what they do. Their contribution shouldn't be diminished by the fact that last year's was Herculean, this year's is just superhero. So thank you very much. I hadn't been told, maybe you'd already done this, that there was anyone who wanted to do public comment. Okay, great. Thank you. So let's go to Christy.
Okay, great. Well, before we get into the presentations, I did want to update you. I'm sure that you're aware, because it has been covered, that the criminal trial of the truck driver charged in last year's crash that killed our employee, Vincent Petrella, began this week. Nothing can change. Of course, what happened last year in January when Vince was killed, an Illinois State Trooper, Doug Balder, was severely injured while they were responding to an incident on the Reagan Memorial Tollway. But we certainly want to make sure that we use this tragedy to remind all of our customers that the law actually requires now that you move over if you can, or at least slow down, giving extra room to stop emergency vehicles for these types of scenes. The move over law, which was formerly called Scott's Law, requires a driver to change lanes again if it's safe to do so when approaching a stopped emergency vehicle with activated flashing warning lights. And if drivers can't change lanes, then again, slow down. So we just want to take this opportunity to remind people to do that. Obviously, you can't necessarily stop tragedies from happening, but this had a great impact on the entire tollway family, and we know or understand that Trooper Balder is certainly doing much better than he was after the accident, but his life is forever changed, as is his family's, and of course, Vincent Petrella's family's lives are also forever changed. So hopefully people will take note of the law, and also, you know, federal rules limit work shifts for drivers, and we hope that drivers will pay close attention to those rules because they're there for everybody's safety. So, now to the presentations on a happier note. I want to introduce, let's start with the capital presentation if we could. the 2015 capital program. We've talked about this through the budget process, but now we have a little bit more detail to present in terms of what motorists might be should expect this year as they're driving, particularly on the Jane Addams, but certainly on other parts of the roadway as well. As you may remember, but bears repeating, this will be the largest year for capital investment in our agency's history. So that brings with it also a tremendous amount of work here at the tollway to make sure that those programs and projects move efficiently. So we wanted to talk a little bit about that as well today. After the board's actions today, the board will have awarded construction contracts worth $354 million in just the first 2 months of this year, which is more than it did in any of the entire years of 2009, 2010, 11, or 12. So just to give you a sense of the volume of work that's coming, that has been accomplished, but also is coming, we are prepared to manage more than 200 active construction contracts this year. So a great deal of work, particularly from engineering, but also supported by procurement and finance and diversity and all other departments, communications at the tollway. And we thought it was worth it to go through a little bit of what people can expect and also to educate everyone here about the volume of work that we can expect internally. So, Paul?
Thank you, Christy. So 2014, it was an historic year for the tollway. Did more capital work than ever before. And how are we going to top that? This year is going to be even bigger. In fact, what we have ahead of us is going to be massive. And Christy mentioned that is going to require a lot of work. I think the reason why I feel confident that we're going to be able to succeed in this is the fact that we are very fortunate. We have a lot of confident, professional, and dedicated people here that are fully committed to this program. Also, we have a lot of strong consultants and contractors who have proven what they could do. And we also have a system in place that is proven to work and can respond to change. So I do want to set the correct expectations for the board. If you're going to do, you know, $1.6 billion worth of capital in 1 year, you are going to have a very robust system for handling all the things that are going to come up that we haven't necessarily thought of or anticipated, but we have them in place. If I believe that delaying the work or spreading it out would reduce our costs or reduce the risks or increase the benefits to our customers, then I'd be in favor of that, but I'm telling you that's not the way it is. We need to get this work done this year. I wanted to also take the opportunity to tell Christy and also the board that I appreciate your support and the fact that you got this program for us. We wanted this program. I remind, whenever I go out and speak to the consultants and contractors, I tell them this is what we wanted.
And when you wake up at 2 in the morning worrying, you remind yourself.
I mean, we're very fortunate. We're very fortunate to have this work, and we're gonna make you proud. We've gotten a lot of awards, and a lot of these awards come from the industry. And I don't think anyone here is doing this work to get awards. But I think the one thing that the awards show us is that, you know, AS, American Society of Civil Engineers, ACEC, American Council of Engineering Companies, HACEA, all these APWA. The reason what we can take away from these awards is that they're telling us thank you also. They're telling us, tollway, you're doing things that we want and we really appreciate it. So I like that aspect of it. This is the agenda. So I'm going to cover the highlights of our 2015 program. It's basically what you would expect me to go through. Over $1.6 billion this year. Biggest capital year in the agency's history. Lots of big stats there. I like the idea of creating the 17,000 jobs. I know that's going to have a very real and important impact on the people that we're serving. We know that these improvements are going to be very well received by our customers. They love what we've done at 294-57. They love what we've done out on the west portion of I-90. And they're going to love what we're going to deliver to them on the Elgin O'Hare and on I-90 East. We have a nice map of 2015. It's covered with information. I can just tell you, and I've already told you, the highlights are going to be work on I-90 East and work on the Elgin O'Hare. In addition, we always have system-wide work to do. That's going to be interspersed with, between these big mega projects. And we're going to do some work out west on I-88. I'll cover them in more detail. I-90, we're in phase two of the $2.5 billion program for the Jane Addams Memorial Tollway. We're going to be focusing on the portion between the Elgin Toll Plaza East to the Tri-State Tollway. This year on I-90, we're going to spend about $840 million, which is more than half of the whole 2015 capital budget. So it represents a huge effort. We're going to be rebuilding and widening 25 miles of the outside lanes. We're going to continue work on 10 interchanges. We're going to be opening interchanges at Irene Road, Genoa Road, and Lee Street. And we're going to be continuing work on our Fox River Bridge on I-90. This graphic gives a great picture to explain what our customers can expect when they're driving on the eastern portion of I-90. We're basically going to be pushing three lanes of traffic into the inside. We're going to be pushing them up against the median. We're going to keep them all together, though. We're not going to have a crossover lane. We are going to maintain these three existing lanes throughout construction. These are the same number that the people have today. These people are still going to have access to all the interchange ramps that exist in this area. We really are excited that we can have this type of maintenance of traffic plan. It's a little bit different than what we did in the West. In the West, we only had two existing lanes, so we were able to put everybody on one side of the roadway while we worked on the other. This is the next best thing. We have a wider inside median here because we plan to operate bus on shoulder. And that's given us the opportunity to keep the three lanes together. When we rebuilt big portions of the Tri-State and I-88 previously in the congestion relief program, we had to use a crossover lane. Sometimes that's confusing for our customers. They get in the crossover lane and they can't get out until they're 25 miles down the road. So I think this maintenance of traffic plan is going to be very safe and efficient for both the motorists and our construction workers. Elgin O'Hare, this is a massive project also. It has a lot of detail associated with it. We're continuing with work on the Elgin O'Hare. It's $320 million that we have targeted. We are keeping existing traffic lanes open throughout the construction peak, through all peak hours. Work began in 2014. By the end of 2015, the tollway is going to have substantially completed all the work from Lake Street, which is on the very west end of the existing Elgin O'Hare, to Rowling Road, which is close to the I-290 interchange. We are going to be completing improvements on the existing portion, as I just mentioned. We did a little bit of repair work between US 20 and Route 19. We're going to rehab and widen between Route 19 and Meacham, and we're going to rebuild and widen between Meacham and Rowling Road. In addition, associated with the big new interchange at I-290 and Illinois Route 390, we're going to be completing the westbound 290 to westbound 390 flyover ramp, which is going to remove that signal there today, which is going to be very well received by everyone who drives on that segment of the roadway. We're also going to be completing this Rowling Road bridge, so now there won't be a signal there any longer. Rowling Road is going to be over at Illinois Route 390. And we're going to start construction of the eastbound 290 to eastbound Illinois Route 390 flyover ramp. We are also going to begin focusing some of our attention and construction efforts on the portion of the Elgin O'Hare that's east of the big system interchange there. That work's going to consist of westbound construction of the westbound Illinois Route 390 mainline between 290 and Prospect Avenue. Local road improvements at the intersections of Park Boulevard and Thorndale Avenue and Ketter Drive and Pierce Road, and completion of mainline bridges over Salt Creek, Mattel Boulevard, and Lively Boulevard, and begin construction of the Wooddale Road Bridge over Illinois Route 390. Those are some of the highlights. Here you see some very impressive pictures of these flyover ramps. We've been getting a lot of customer feedback on this. You know, people call and say, you know, how impressive this work is. It's all being done as part of the Elgin O'Hare Western Access Project. This flyover ramp westbound I-290 to westbound Illinois Route 390 is the first one that's going to be open. It is an impressive structure. We've got 8 concrete piers, 6 to 8 foot diameter columns, 54 steel girders. Had a little 20-second time-lapse video, so you get a break from listening to me talk, and you can just look at, you know, how impressive this work is. What should I do, Nancy? Go back?
I will. Sorry
about that. You see all the cranes? So this is a 2,100 foot structure that we're building here. Bridge deck is going to be 34 feet above grade. We do plan to open this to traffic this summer, and then we're going to start on the second flyover ramp.
So I don't know that video, it looks like we skipped ahead a part because it didn't, but we'll maybe get that out to the board afterward too, because it is really impressive to see the work going in.
We got work planned on I-88. This was one of the last projects promised in the congestion relief program. We're finishing up this section. It's on the far western portion. Tollway dedicating about $108 million to this. It's going to involve roadway resurfacing and bridge rehabilitation. It's all in the section between Illinois, US 30 on the very far western end of I-88 where the tollway ends, to the eastern Illinois Route 251. We know this is going to really improve the ride in this area, and we know it's going to protect our investment that we've made in it. We started the rubblization process there, which was basically rebuilding that existing pavement, and this is the last step in this process, so we're excited that we're going to get this done. More than 15,000 motorists travel along this portion of the roadway. I'm saying more than, like, it's a big number. I mean, I-90 has 150,000. The Reagan in this particular section has 15,000, but these customers are no less important to us. But I think the lower traffic volumes do allow us to close a lane while we're doing this work. We usually never do that on any of our construction projects, but we don't anticipate there being any backups. We don't anticipate there being any inconvenience to our customers during this period of work here.
Paul, are you running that as one lane, or is that going to be broke up?
We actually broke it down into three projects, and two of them are on this month's board agenda, and I'm going to be introducing them individually following this presentation. I did mention our system-wide work. We have $240 million dedicated to system-wide improvements. I think the highlights of the system-wide program, I mean, there aren't really a lot of super big projects in that category, but one of them that's going to be very important, and I know our customers will appreciate, is the work that we have going on at Grand Avenue. We're going to finish up that interchange project. We're also going to complete work on our first LEED certified maintenance facility. This is the M1 LSIP facility that we have along 294. It's the very beginning of our maintenance facility rehab work, so we're looking forward to doing more of these.
So just the Grand Avenue interchange is the one that leads to Six Flags, for instance.
In the mall.
So yeah. There's, particularly in the summertime, often backups that are on the main line. And
that's
so
correct.
It's important for us to make some revisions there, changes.
So if we have this much work going on, I think another important thing I would like to communicate to the tollways customers is that we want them to be extra wary or pay extra attention to driving on the road, especially in these construction zones. We will be having 45 mile an hour construction speed limits in effect. Those speed restrictions are in place 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, whether workers are out there working or not. We do want to stress to our customers, please stay off your cell phones, especially in the work zones. We know that distracted driving, along with speeding and impatience, are the leading factors of work zone crashes. We want to have a very safe work zone this year, and we want to get this work done in the best manner possible. We could do that with some cooperation from the motoring public. We are also looking at implementing new technology this year. Over the next 2 years, the tollway is going to be installing nearly 55 new dynamic message signs, performing infrastructure upgrades at 12 locations, improve reliability and performance of the system. We have these new dynamic message signs. They're four-color graphic-capable signs. We're going to be installing them. You'll see them both over the roadway and over the median. The tollway has identified 18 installations that are going in this year across the system. You're going to see them on 990, on the Elgin O'Hare, on the Veterans Memorial, on the Tri-State Tollway. There's 35 EMSs that are also going to be installed on I-90 in 2016 as part of our active traffic management infrastructure there. So we are looking forward to having this new way of communicating with our customers on the roadway. We know we get positive feedback from our customers on our dynamic message signs. They like having that information there. As always, we want to encourage our customers, if they want additional information, we have loads of information on our tollway website. We have a lot of fact sheets concerning these construction work. They could also sign up for Twitter updates, and they'll be getting continuous and real-time feedback, you know, on the construction changes that are happening and possibly the road conditions, so they can better plan their trips. There's questions on the 2015 program. I could take those now.
When approximately do you think construction starts?
You know, I don't really think it ended. But our customers will see it as soon as the weather breaks, which is typically in the middle of March. So we're gearing up right now, though. There is activity out there. And there was work that did continue throughout this winter. We were fortunate. We didn't have a lot of really, really cold days where they had to shut down work completely. So there was a lot of work, you know, that was still going on.
Other questions? Okay. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks. And Paul can just stay up there because the next presentation is a follow-up to the discussion and presentation we had at the Finance Committee. The tollway is proposing a partnership with a private sector entity, CDM Smith, who's our traffic engineer. They would actually lead the effort because the federal government that has this, you know, we were describing it as a grant program, but it's technically, I believe, a contract. But it requires that a private entity lead the effort. But we would propose a tollway partnership. Connected vehicles are becoming, are coming to the fore. Many companies now are investing in connected vehicle technology. So these are vehicles that have built-in systems that can actually communicate data or accept data communication directly to the vehicle. And there were some questions, I think, from the board about what this partnership would mean long-term for the tollway. I know questions about what type of resource commitment it would mean. Were we concerned at all about, again, the volume of activity that we just heard about, the dedication of resources to this type of partnership for this pilot program? I think that our recommendation last week, I think, remains the same, that we think it's actually critical for the tollway to participate in these types of programs. And in some respects, you could go so far as to say, can we afford not to, given the fact that this technology is going to become more and more prevalent. But Paul, I think we've tried to create, you'll see some familiar slides here because we knew some of the board members weren't at last week's meeting, but we've also tried to bring some additional information to the fore so that we could address some of those questions that were raised. So hopefully this will be clarifying, and of course if there are any additional questions, we'll hope to answer those. I believe the application or proposal is due on March 12th, correct? 16th, I apologize. But That's why it was important for us to bring this to you this month, so that you would be alerted before the proposal was put in, if the tollway is going to partner. So, Paul, go ahead.
Thank you, Christy. So, the mission is to deliver the safe, efficient, and cost-effective system of toll highways. 2 weeks ago, I was approached, or I found out through my general manager of maintenance and traffic operations, John Bendo, who's sitting here today, and our traffic engineer, Jonathan Hart, who's here today, about this initiative. So this is not a very old initiative by any means, but recognizing that this is what our commitment is, I felt obligated to support it and to bring it forward for your consideration. I do want to tell you it's going to be a phased implementation. There are hard checkpoints in it, so we will have opportunities to opt out. When they explained it to me, the costs are none to the tollway or minimal, and the benefits could be limitless. We are going to be seeking the board's approval to just give us your approval to move forward and be a part of the pilot project. It isn't really a commitment to dollars or anything else at this point. This is what I'm going to cover, a little bit about connected vehicles. Because it is a very new idea, federal pilot project opportunity that's before us today, some possible applications that we have. We have a video here. It's from the Federal Highways. I actually came back from two things. I was in